Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down a plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army is light.
Hey, hey, let the church unite.
Well, good afternoon. And God bless all those who have taken out time to stop and listen to the anointed Word of God today by way of our radio broadcast entitled, Come Together for a Change. Truly, God is good all the time. Did you know that you are very special to God? Because everything that you need is found in Jesus Christ. Amen? Know that a blessing is coming your way. Yes, you are next in line for a mighty, mighty miracle. Why? Because this is your year of completion. Yes, you have to believe, you have to trust, and you just have to wait on God. This is your year of completion. Now, today is Monday, May the 9th, 2016, and my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my gifted and awesome husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic Blog Talk radio broadcast, again entitled Come Together for a Change, which is every Monday afternoon from 3:30 p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it is sponsored by our God-appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired Blog Talk radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny through understanding the change process. We are so happy that you have turned into our anointed Blog Talk radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change. I would certainly like to welcome our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our devoted partners. We truly have an awesome blessing prepared for you today. Shout out to all those who are blessed again in the month of May. Many birthdays are coming around, and we thank God for all the mothers who were blessed to see another Mother's Day this year. Amen. Now, before you grab your Bible, your pen, and your notepad, why don't you give someone that you care about a blessing and tweet them, text them, call them, or just run right next door and tell them, Come Together for a Change is on the air right now in the very blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. All you have to do is dial 646-200-0578 while we are broadcasting for the next 30 minutes. We surely don't want them to miss this anointed word of God. Inspiration for this week, which was written by our very own host, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith, and it reads as follows. Did you know obedience to God's word is the gateway to personal happiness and enjoyment in this world? Excuse my voice. While disobedience opens doors to unknown consequences that could be painful and bring untold sadness. Following any book of instructions will help you to get the best out of any new appliance or that unknown journey you are embarking upon. The Holy Bible will help you on your journey through life, especially in dealing with people. What you think will determine what you say. What you say will determine what you do. What you do will determine where you end up in life. So do not allow your feelings to dictate your actions. Stay true to what you know is right. That is our inspiration for this week. And our topic for this week is, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Our main scripture for the message will be coming from Philippians 4 and 8 and St. Mark 9 and 47. Philippians 4 and 8 reads as follows. And finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now it is time to receive your very special blessing from God for this week. It certainly gives me an honor, as well as a great pleasure, to introduce to some and to present to others my amazing, beloved husband and gifted speaker of today, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffin.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to come your way another afternoon. It's a wonderful privilege to let you know that Jesus Christ is alive. And because he is alive, his words are meaningful to us. Because he is alive, what things he says to us, we understand how to follow them. So it's important to know that Jesus is alive. I just want to speak to you this evening on the subject, what are you thinking? All right. And now that is a very interesting topic, because what we think will determine what we do. And what we do will determine where we go in life, as my wife said to you earlier. Now, it's important that we therefore take a look at what we are thinking, because our thoughts, in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, therefore we have to be careful with what thoughts we allow to go enter into our mind. It's very important that we understand what we are thinking, because sometimes we don't know what we are allowing to go through our mind, and therefore we have to realize the sequence of events that comes into expectations and habits. For instance, your knowledge impacts your thinking. What you know, you will think on. Your thinking impacts your speaking. What you think on, you will speak about. Your speaking impacts your actions. Therefore, what you speak about will turn into actions, and your actions impact your habits. Therefore, you have to watch what you think, all right? And as that scripture says, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtue, praise, think on these things. So you need to watch what you are thinking on. All right, because the scripture in St. Matthew's Gospel says, for out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Therefore, you've got to see that you've got to be careful with what you are thinking. You've got to be careful, because the things you think on will come out as actions later on. So you've got to be careful. But in the text we're looking at in Philippians chapter 4, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Now, you need to ask yourself the question, is it true? Very often, we say things that are not true. We say things will sort of be confusing to others, and we need to be able to ask ourselves, is it true, all right? Because if it is not true, we need not say it. If it is not true, we need not let it come out of our mouth, because out of the mouth proceedeth idle things. So we have to be careful, because the fight is for the control of your mind. So watch your thoughts as they become words. Watch your words as they become actions. Watch your actions as they become habits. Remember, your words can help hurt, motivate, or activate you. So it is important that you look and see these things, and make sure that you are thinking on the right things. Let's look at the first one, true. Is it true? You hear some gossip about a friend of yours or about somebody in your school, somebody in your workplace. The question is it true? If it is not true, you don't have to speak it. If it is not true, you do not have to meditate on it and pass it on to others. If it is not true, you don't have to say it to others, okay? Therefore, is it truthful? All right, you have to be able to, before you say something, know whether it is truthful. Because if you don't examine the truthfulness of it, it could also bring you before the high courts, because your lies might be effective, might affect others. So you need to understand that. Then the next thing you have to look at, is it honest? Because very often, we talk about truth, but we know that the word says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. What about honesty? All right? It is important that we follow whether or not the things we are saying are honest. It is important that we recognize, is it honest? If it is not honest, then we should not be saying it. Very often we get ourselves caught up in things that are not honest, right? There's dishonesty there. Is it? therefore, you also have to know, is it just? Is it just? Is it fair? Is it honest? Is it just? Is it fair? Because very often, justice has to prevail before we can understand where we're going. Then the next thing we have to look at is, it pure? No, because if it is not true, if it is not just, if it's not pure, well, then you should not be saying it. And then the next thing is it lovely, right? In other words, is it something that will bring honor to the person? Is it something that is something that will lift us up, all right? Is it lovely? Are you speaking things that are not lovely? Then you need to make sure that you don't just continue saying things that are not lovely, right? And then, because in your mind is thinking on these things, is it of good report? Whatsoever things are of good report. If it is not of good report, well, then don't say it. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So here is a guideline for you in Philippians 4:8, that you will be able to see the things that are honest, the things that are true, the things that are lovely, the things that have good report. Because if these things are not where they should be, then you are going to find yourself in trouble. So I just want to help you to understand what the word says. Because what the word says is so important, right? The word is important because the word of God is true. The word of God can help us to reach heights that will help us to be effective for the Lord Jesus. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2, it says, "Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. that were taken with the words of their mouth. So everything you say is not always true. Everything somebody else says is not always truth. Therefore, if it is not truth, and if it is not honest, and if it is not pure, then you should not repeat it. As I read for you, the wise man said, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. And Jesus said in Matthew 15:8, these people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So how many times there are things that we are thinking that's not wise. So many times there are things. So we have to ask ourselves, what are you really thinking? What are you really thinking? You believe that Jesus Christ, because even Jesus said to Simon, what thinkest thou? And we have to be able to control our thinking. We have to be able to control the things that we say. Because as you think of in your heart, so are you. So that your mind digests things that are not true, that are not honest. If your mind think these things, right, and then you then they become a part of your conversation. In Hebrews 13:5 it says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For ye have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. All right? And James 3, it says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. All right? So we have to see that our conversation is going to be affected by the things that comes into our minds, the things we're thinking. That's why we're looking at the topic today. What are you thinking? All right? And therefore, very often, we tend to get into lying. That's why the scriptures in Ephesians 4, 25 and 29 says, therefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are all members one of another. Let not corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good into the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So you have to ask yourself, what you are thinking is going to come out as words. And you have got to be able to watch your conversation. In Colossians 3:9 it says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Okay, lie not one to another. Now, lying is one of the easiest things that we do. Therefore, I ask you today, what are you thinking? Because the thoughts that develop in your mind then begin to develop into speaking. And you are able to say things that are not always true. So you have to watch the things you say. In James chapter 3, it says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Out of the same mouth proceed of blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Therefore, we have to recognize that we must examine the words we say before we say them. Okay? In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 7 and 21, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Therefore, we have to look at it. What are you thinking? It is not what you are saying first. It is what you are thinking, because you have been thinking it, and now you're going to speak it, right? So you've got to watch the things that's coming into your mind, the thoughts, right? You've got to be able to see whether these things are true, whether they're honest, whether they're just, whether they're pure, whether they're lovely, whether they have good report, whether there be any virtue in them. You need to think on those things that are good, because if you don't watch your thinking, your mouth will say things that are not true. If you do not watch your thinking, then the thoughts that are going into your mind, the knowledge that you have, right, The knowledge impacts your thinking. Therefore, you've got to watch your thinking. Because your thinking impacts your speaking. Therefore, you have got to watch the things that you think first. Let not corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But you see, your mouth speaketh from the heart, the abundance of the heart. Therefore, you've got to watch the things that you are thinking. I know that many of you just say things out of fun and say, I didn't mean it, I was just making sport. But you know that sometimes the things that you say out of sport affect other people. They hurt other people. Your words can hurt. Your words, when they come out of your mouth, your words can be effective in hurting people. And what do you want to do? Do you want to be able to help people or hurt people? Do you want to be able to speak positive things or negative things? Do you want to be able to let your words be a light, let your life be a light to some soul? So we have to look at it today. The question is, what are you thinking? You're thinking negative thoughts. If when you would think, when things come into your mind, you say, well, where does these thoughts come from? Sometimes the devil allow these things to come across your mind. And you think these things, and then you speak them, and then they become actions. So you've got to watch these things that are happening to you, right? Because you are snared by the words of your mouth, and you are taken with the words of your mouth. Therefore, you've got to recognize that it is your responsibility to know whether it is true or whether it's a lie, whether it's honest or whether it's just. You have to know that. I mean, James said, the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Out of the same old proceeded blessings and cursings. And so you have to watch these things. You need not go on to make pronouncements on people and things, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. So whenever you open your mouth, sometimes you say things to your children that hurt them and hurt them deeply. Sometimes your husband say things to your wives that hurt them deeply. Sometimes the wife said things to your husband that you wonder where they come from. They come out of the things you've been thinking. So I want to encourage you this afternoon to examine your thoughts. I want you to examine the things you're saying. Is it honest? Is it true? Is it just? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it of good report? If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So this afternoon, I want to encourage you to ask yourself this question. What are you thinking? And if your thoughts are what is causing you to say things that are not not good, that are not clean, that are not pure, I want you to watch your thinking and ask yourself the question, what are you thinking? Because if you are thinking impure thoughts, if you're thinking things that is going to be hurtful, God is not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to bring honor and glory to God's name. So I want you to look at it. What are you thinking? Just ask God to take full control of your thoughts, of your heart, of your mind, and let the things you say be edifying to him. Let not the thoughts or develop into words that will hurt others. So if you have been responsible for doing these things, I want you to look at yourself this evening. I want to pray with you that God will bring a change in your life. I want to pray with you that God will grant you wisdom and understanding, that you will be able to say what is right, and that you will not continue being snared by the words of your mouth, but that you will trust God to bring victory and deliverance in your life. So the question is today, what are you thinking? Do you know what you're thinking? Do you know that your thoughts impact your speaking, and your speaking impact your actions, and your actions impact your habits? If this is the case, I want you to be able to think carefully of the things that come through your mind before you speak them. I want to pray with you now that God will give you the courage and the strength to be an overcomer, to be victorious, and not to be just saying things because you hear them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before those who are listening, Lord Jesus, to this radio program. I want to impact their minds that they will think on the things they've been saying. I want them to understand that sometimes what they're thinking is not always true. It is not always honest. It is not always just. I want them to change their knowledge so that they can change their thinking. I want them to change their thinking so that they can change their speaking. Bring victory and deliverance. Grant wisdom, understanding, that they may know, Lord Jesus, that this is a time for change, and they need to change their thinking so that they can change their speaking. Let your Holy Spirit minister to those who are listening and help them, Lord Jesus, not to be busybodies, not to be idle speakers of idle words, but help them, Lord, to find peace and joy in serving you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. What an awesome and wonderful message that was given from our host, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith. Honey, you did an awesome and wonderful job. We know that God is working in your life, and we just thank you for the anointed word of God today. For those of you who really enjoyed the message, who was touched somehow spiritually, physically, mentally, give us a call and let us know how you are perceiving our program. Our phone number is 702-454-5717. This does conclude our broadcast for today. If you are in need of prayer or counseling, or even if you have any questions, please feel free to call Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. He is standing by the phone, and he is a counselor, ordained counselor, and he can help you in any way that you need. Believe me when I tell you. Amen. Just remember that it is not what you were that matters, but it's what you are and what you will be. So you need to change your knowledge so that you can change your thinking. Our topic today, what are you thinking? So in order to change your thinking and find out the potential that you have fulfilled, God is your destiny, and that's what you should be looking towards. Know that you are next in line for an amazing blessing this week. Just look for it. God will do it, for you were created by Almighty God to live a blessed and fulfilled life. Have a blessed week and inspire to do something special for someone in need, and then look up and see God smile on you.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us.